were they singing? They were singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty." And remember, they're speaking about Jesus here. Holy, holy, holy. Now think of all the things they could have sung about. They could have said, "Merciful, merciful, merciful." That would be true, absolutely true. You know, God is merciful. They could have sung, "Forgiving, forgiving, forgiving." That would be true. God is forgiving. They could have sung, "Loving, loving, loving." That would be true. God is loving. But what they chose, and I don't think these angels have much choice, to be honest with you. It's just like God says, do it, and they do it. That's it. So the program that they're singing from, their hymn sheet, given to them by the Lord Almighty, is holy, holy, holy. And there's a sense in which holiness trumps all of the rest of God's attributes. He is all these other things, and yet they're all unified by this holiness. What is God's holiness? It's his utter otherness. He is different from us. And yet, in the person of Jesus, he comes alongside us. Isn't that amazing? Now, people think Christianity is rubbish, and it's got nothing to say to us in our modern world. That is so stupid. That is amazing that the transcendent God, the holy God, the utterly other God, comes alongside us in our experiences in the person of Jesus Christ. So what did they hear? He heard this, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." So if we go to the next one, somebody who will be nameless, who was sitting at a desk just now, said, "Oh, you had to get a piece of Scotland in, didn't you?" We've already had a bit with Stirling Castle, and this is Ellandonan Castle up the west coast of Scotland. And Florence and I were up there at a wedding a couple of months ago, and the drive from Inverness over to this part of the country, the place we call Dorney, is absolutely stunning. Even in the rain, it is stunning. And it quite often is in the rain. It's just as you drive over from Inverness and, you know, over the Firths, and Ben Wyvis is there, and past the Falls of Rogie, and up to Achnasheen, and down over to Loch Carron, where you hit the west coast, and up past the Atterdale Gardens, and you look over, Loch Carron's behind you, and the Seven Sisters of Kintail in front of you. This is not a promo for Visit Scotland, by the way. It's just the whole thing is, the whole earth is full of his glory. Everywhere you look, you can't help but thinking, God is amazing. The whole earth is full of his glory. But you know, I think there's a glory that trumps even the glory of creation. We were hearing about these women in Africa, and the way that their lives are transformed from terrible situations of darkness and hopelessness and suffering to lives of radiant joy where their tears are wiped away by the grace of God. Isn't that an amazing thing? Is that not the glory of God in the world? The church, as he is transforming ruined and broken and hopeless lives. So let's never forget that the gospel which we have, the gospel which we're encouraged to share with the people that we know in this town, is a gospel that transforms lives and displays the glory of God in redemption, not just in creation. So that was a promo for Visit Scotland, with what he saw and what he heard. Now, you would think, with all of this amazing experience that Isaiah had, he would actually be quite kind of pleased with himself. Hey, God showed up just for me. I must be really special. I must be really important. In fact, I think I maybe better take a picture just to capture the occasions. God over there. Yeah, okay. I'll start a ministry. I'll call it isawgod.com. I'll write books. I'll be famous. I'll go on speaking tours, and maybe I'll even make a little money along the way. You would think, well, it would be kind of understandable in some ways. He has such an amazing experience. But how did Isaiah respond?